Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rose.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, we are a little discombobulated this morning, but that doesn't mean we can't say a huge and massive thank you to our sustaining donors, Jim Prosser and Anonymous. And anyone who's ever donated to the show, we just bow in eternal reverence to you. And if you want to donate, you can go to congratulationspinetree.com. That's what keeps us going. Okay, we got a couple of things I want to shout out here, Maysoon. I want to shout loudly from the rooftops about a couple of things. There's info going on.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
Jimbo, keep it down.
It's okay.
He's just slamming up the stairs like he's a 20,000-pound elephant.
Oh, my God. I used to have that at my old apartment. I was right next to the stairs.
176-pound
elephant. Oh, my God.
Okay, come on. Crinkle it all.
Well, I love Jimbo. Okay. Wait, who, me?
He's crinkling. No, you're talking to Jimbo. Yeah. He's making all the noise.
This is good. No, this is a... This is a soundscape. They give Grammys for this.
This bag of groceries was $38. It's not even a full bag.
Oh.
It's a half a bag.
Inflation.
Inflation. Get out of here.
Inflation.
I love
the economy is collapsing.
Did you get tuna? Yeah.
Maysoon, get focused here.
Okay, bye, babe.
Tuna. There's a show.
Do we have a recipe segment? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, let's get back to that at the end if we need something to fill out the last few minutes. Maysoon, there is a show at Hot House Gallery. Okay.
Oh, I don't know that gallery. Is that a new one?
No. We got to go. There's so many galleries that we still need to get to.
There's a whole list. Remember, you sent me your list. I have my list.
Yeah.
There's this.
We're
going
to get to them this week. If you got a gallery.
Kate has a car. And so we're just going to be driving everywhere.
Thanks to friend of the show, Zoe Teleporos.
That's right. Oh, bingo.
Bingo. Okay. There's a solo show of paintings by Adam Ansel, no relation to Ansel Adams, who is a beloved artist, playwright, and
community. Do you think that's his artist name or is his real name? Adam Ansel. That's amazing. I love that. I hope it's his artist name.
I wonder what his middle name is.
Are they a photographer?
Maybe.
Anyhow. Please go. Please continue. I'll try not to disrupt you. Interrupt you.
Okay. His work is so wonderful. This is actually from Silky Shoemaker, who's the curator of this show. His work is so wonderful, and I'm trying to get the word out. This gallery, I think, is connected to a movie theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and they just recently renovated.
That seems so great.
And they're doing some really great programming. Adam Ansel's manic and super saturated portraiture takes the viewer into a strange and strangely familiar gallery of effusive goofballs, shifty protagonists, sidekicks with side eye, and alluring ladies of a certain era. The buzz and bounce.
I have no idea what's going on, but I love all the words.
It's really like very chromatic. It looks like there's photos, paintings, weirdo shit going on. And his paintings explore dormant magic found in those people and places we often ignore. In addition to his exhibition of paintings, Ansel will be screening his film, Eye of the Puppet, The Case of the Streetwalking Streetwalker, on the 4-Star Theater movie screen during the opening reception, which is on April 7th from 5 to 8 p.m.
That sounds so great.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah, I want to go.
Okay.
April 7th. What day
Put it on the calendar. It's a Friday from 5 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. And... Mm-hmm. And again, the show is called Unusual Suspects, and Hot House Gallery is at 2200 Clement Street, 2200 Clement Street, inside the 4-Star Theater building. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So really get out there. I'll put a link in the underworld to this because I really want to, support
that
all these
really
spaces.
Yeah.
That are like popping up.
Me too. There's so many that we were looking at.
Maysoon, did you hear that Equinom Gallery is moving?
I did.
They're moving to 49 Geary Street, Suite 417. We got to get over there too. I haven't been there in a long time.
To 49 Geary?
Yeah.
Well, I really wanted to go. Equinom's, they had a group show up. Sorry. They had a group show up that just closed this past weekend. I missed it because I had a working event.
We were trying to get to it, kind of.
It was a whole bummer. Anyhow, I reached out to the owner to see if I could coordinate a time, but it just didn't work out, which is totally fine. I'll go see more shows with them. But Monique, who runs Equinom Gallery, is great. And I was really wanting to actually also ask her why she was moving from her location in the Mission to downtown, because I kind of feel like, no shade to people who are still at 49 Geary, but it feels like it's a little bit of a ghost town these days. Like everyone has, a lot of galleries have left to like Minnesota Street or like other places, other locations, or have just closed and are just doing art fairs or whatever. So I was interested to hear. My guess is probably that collectors aren't going to the Mission. You know what I mean? Like that being in 49 Geary with like Frankel Gallery and other like, you know, very blue chip, you know, photo spaces will make more sense for them ultimately.
Right.
I mean, as far as sales go and, you know, collectors go. So,
I guess. Is anybody buying anything? Isn't the economy in a free fall?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I think Monique is pretty smart, business savvy for sure. So I'm sure she has a very clear reason for leaving, but we can ask her next time we go.
All right. Cute.
Yeah.
Okay, well, CCA is pleased to announce Uncontained.
Oh, and wait, sorry. Oh, hold yeah. on. They're going to have, Equinom's going to have a big open house for in their new space at 49 Geary on April 15th from 12 to 5. So I was going to go to that. And listeners, you should
okay,
join me.
Have me come.
And Kate will come. I have a whole list, Kate. Okay. I've got a list of places. And we can pick and choose which ones you want to join me.
Is Ken Lowe going to come and he's going to be my buddy and I'm going to talk to him about
Do you
basketball.
Want to invite Ken Lowe to come?
Yeah.
Do you want to invite him or do you want okay. me to invite him?
Yeah. Maysoon, here's the real truth of the matter, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, CCA is pleased to announce Uncontained, Categories Always Leak, a group exhibition featuring five women artists, Candace Lynn, Kathy Liu, Larissa Rogers, Cami Staros, and Stephanie Suko. Working in mixed media installation curated by the CCA Graduate Program in Curatorial Practice Class of 2023.
Wow.
Which is Juliana Heller, Zoe Latzer, and Megan Smith.
Is this the last KERP group?
I don't know. Is there not a couple, like one or two still baking?
Probably.
I don't know.
We should have some little insight.
We should interview those three.
We should talk to some of those.
See what's the deal. Who knows what's going on in curation these days. The exhibition will be...
Do you think Kathy Liu is going to come out for the opening?
Oh, do you want to see her?
I really want to see her. I feel bad that I didn't have a chance. There's a few people who left the Bay Area who I didn't have a chance to like give hugs to.
Yeah.
And I feel sad about that. Kathy being one of them.
We're really having... Let's have a moment of silence for every single person, whether we know them or not. There's so many we don't know that have been displaced from the Bay Area, and we'll just have a brief moment of silence. And let me also put a little chime sound.
Oh, nice.
But Maysoon, this exhibition at CCA is going to be on view from April 28th to May 13th, 2023 at the Wattis.
All right. So everyone, you have a month to plan. I guess we're going to have to keep reminding people. Let's do a reminder like the week before.
Okay. I
just
don't think
like
we're going to
no
remember
one's
to do that.
Planning. I don't think so either, but do you think anyone's planning that far in advance? I'm not. I can barely plan the week ahead of me.
You can't hold me responsible for 15 minutes in the future.
That's probably true.
There's something coming up at that Moth Belly Gallery, another gallery that we need to get out there.
Oh, Moth Belly. What the hell is that?
That is a neighborhood gallery and DIY creative headquarters located in the Tenderloin.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Ooh, speaking of, okay, yeah.
They have a show coming up with Conrad and Jennifer Blackman Guevara.
Ooh, is that Conrad?
Yep, and Jesus David Torres, Buzz.
Can we please go to that?
Sigzy, Polish name.
Do you think Conrad's going to be up Buzz. Here?
I don't think so. I don't think Conrad's
he's just
coming
in LA.
Up. We need to find someone to give Conrad a grant.
Can we play this music again for Conrad?
Oh my God, okay. Maysoon, are you feeling a little bit emotional today?
I just feel like I never really got to give Conrad a hug either. He just left.
Conrad will be back. Don't worry, Conrad.
I don't see Conrad that much. We're not in the same circle, but I really love him. He's great.
Of course. Also, Mo Puisi, Matt Gonzalez, George Rocha, Kate Laster, Ron Sandoval, and Edie Troutwine. They're in
great
a show.
Names, all of them.
Yeah, 100%. They're in a show called Dearly Discarded, Volume 2. And that, of course, is going to be at Moth Belly Gallery, 912 Larkin Street. And that's in San Francisco.
Can we discuss?
And the opening is April 6th from 6 to 10. And we're going to go ahead and give this one the old horsey chime of excellence. Go to this show. This is a must-see. It's a must-see show.
Can I also say, what's the title? Something Dearly Discarded? That's amazing. I love that title.
Volume 2.
What do you think is going to be in that?
All kinds of weirdo stuff.
Love it. So excited.
The artists are working with found, recycled, and repurposed materials. Okay.
I see.
And it's going to remain on view for the rest of April. So the opening
is. Are they collaborating
with
Recology? They sure should be.
Yeah, Recology, get over there and just
get over there.
Just give them some
stamp on
money
something.
Or something.
Give them some garbage to use.
Yeah, give them some trash.
I mean that in the best of sense.
Really want to give a shout out to Conrad Guevara because I was getting out of my studio the other night. I was having a social anxiety meltdown because I felt like every single person I talked to was acting so weird that everyone was like, are you okay?
Oh, no.
And I was really getting in my head about it. And then I talked to Conrad on the phone and Conrad just told me that, Conrad basically outlined my art career for the next year and what I need to do. And so I really think that if anyone is looking for an art coach, I know that's become more of a thing in recent years. Career coaches, life coaches, art coaches.
I think I need that.
Yeah, you need to get in contact with Conrad. Conrad has the answers for everything.
Amazing.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and shout out Conrad's Instagram. If you need to hire someone to really get you on track, if you feel lost, like a little boat lost at sea, you can go ahead and get a hold of Conrad. His Instagram handle is no can handle. Okay. So at no can handle. Okay. Mm-hmm. So get in there with that. Now, another thing that's going on May soon is I thought this was kind of interesting. Salesforce Tower is looking for artists to display video on the tip of their penis tower.
Go ahead. No, finish what you're saying. I just am really interrupting today.
I love it. I love it, Mason.
Interrupt.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's cultural. Okay. we're looking for queer artists to make imagery for Pride Month, which is June, and others
back it up. Whose call is this? What's going on now?
This was from...
I'm just saying, if anyone applies for something, you better get a shit fucking ton of money.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't do it for less than,
please,
40K.
Fuck them.
40K minimum.
Sorry, I'm annoyed with Salesforce.
Yeah, they suck.
They're fucking everything up.
And
fuck that shit.
Everyone is being raked over the coals, but the tech sector is imploding right now, Maysoon. Are you satisfied by that?
Well, no, I'm not satisfied. But I don't know. Probably, but I don't like thinking about people losing their jobs and freaking out.
Wow, Maysoon, that's very compassionate of you.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't always necessarily want to blame the workers as much as I want to blame the CEOs and the fucking bigwigs and also our fucking state, federal, and local government for just letting them do whatever the fuck they want willy-nilly. I don't know if it's just the peon, the little Joe Bob working. Joe Bob working at his computer station every day. Uh-huh. Anyhow, why don't you finish what you're saying and then I want to go off about Salesforce for one
second. Maysoon, this is from Emma. I don't have a fucking clue who Emma is affiliated with or how she got this information, but let's just pretend that it's legit. And she is okay. So they're having a call for proposals to put your art, your video art, up there on the wiener, and the deadline is March 31st. And
can someone please send in an ejaculating dick?
Yes,
video?
That's what I've always wanted
just
to
do.
I wanted
just
to make it
do
a
that.
Tip of a wiener that's shooting
Can you
out
send
money.
That in?
Yeah.
Kate, will you sublet something?
Yeah, just for sure.
Fucking. Oh my god. We need to. Okay. We're also, congratulations, Pine Tree is looking for a hacker.
Oh yeah, I'm a hacker.
To help us hack into that system so we can play our own videos that critique. The
whole I think
world.
We'd have to physically go up there and do stuff physically.
No, it's all like it's all through the internet.
No, they're
the
not
webs.
Interneting that shit. No way.
You don't think so?
Not a chance.
Like it must be.
Not a chance.
You think they're like they're plugging in? They're like plugged in DVD players.
Hell yeah, I do.
They've got like the old tape media playing.
And okay, so here's the general information. This is interesting because I always wondered like what the hell they're doing over there. Okay, so it's still Jim Campbell is the artist who initially installed all this shit.
It's probably like his. I wonder if Jim. Sorry, I know I'm interrupting.
Just
you
interrupt
so much
me
today.
So hard every time. I love it, Mason.
I wonder if it's like is like Jim Campbell's studio. Like, is that the one who's running the call?
I believe so. Yes,
it might be that, or I can't remember who. Like that.
No, it is that,
not...
Mason. The email at the end is this Emma person. Okay. It's emma@jimcampbell.tv.
Okay. I'm not as mad at that, but I do want to. Well, because I love Jim Campbell.
Well,
he's
it's
just
still
a
giant,
artist.
Like, eye of Sauron that you see from every corner of the Bay Area and cannot escape
true.
And just be reminded of the tech takeover of San Francisco and beyond. Right?
Mm hmm.
Okay, Jim Campbell's studio wants to work with emerging local artists to create videos for the Salesforce Tower Top. That's what they're calling it. Mm. It's the tip, guys. We screen
they
should, the.
They should call it the tip.
Yeah.
We need to just make it funny.
Yeah, let's get real, guys. Let's get fucking real about what's going on.
Emma, I think you guys can just embrace the weirdness of it. It is the tip of the tower. It's fine. Just go with it.
It's a big, girthy chode. We screen the selected artist video all night for one weekend of the month and nightly at midnight to 1 a.m. thereafter. Every month, we work with a different artist to create a new video. We're currently looking for queer artists to create pride imagery for June. If you/your work does not fit for pride, please still apply by the same deadline for another month after June. We would like to invite all local emerging artists to submit a proposal. That's nice. Sometimes, though, the stuff they have up there is distracting to me if I'm driving or walking. And I find it to be dangerous.
I wish that it was a little bit more clearly visible. Like, I feel like it's too pixelated.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, so here's the general information, okay? This is interesting to me. The building screen is very low resolution, so the visuals work best when the imagery is simple with uncomplicated backgrounds. Movement, color, and contrast are important for image recognition. Due to the particular aspects of the tower, we will work directly with the artist to develop imagery that will be perceivable and visually successful. Mm-hmm. The final video should be 5 to 10 minutes long and will play all night for one weekend of the month and from 12 to 1 a.m. the rest of the month. The aspect ratio of the final video needs to be 1024 pixels wide by 280 pixels tall. That is so low res. That's so low resolution. It kind
Why
of blows
do you think it's
mind.
So low res? Like,
because I think it's just like every pic. Like, if you're imagining what is one pixel in this screen thing they have up there, it's like a little light, like a LED or something.
Yeah, but why couldn't they make it higher res? It's fucking Salesforce Tower. Like, why do they have to make it so low res?
I don't know. It's like just an artist setting this up. I mean, it's not like NASA.
No, but it's. Well, the artist didn't set up the screens. That's Salesforce. That was part of the design.
Oh, okay. I don't know. They're
you
fucking
know what I mean?
Tech Let's... people. I don't know.
Right. Like, so why?
I don't
mean,
know how this shit works, Mason. What's the
screens,
fucking resolution of the jumbo
screens that look incredible? You know.
Wait.
I just it's just sort of weird because I think that's part of the distraction is that you can't tell what it is, so then you're staring at it like crazy.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what it is, which is it seems like if it was more clear, if you could see it more clearly. You could get it, your brain could process it more quickly, and you wouldn't be crashing into people.
Huh.
Not that I'm not really accusing Salesforce Tower.
Please don't accuse them, for God's sake.
I'm not.
I'm just kidding. I have no skin in the game on this.
Maybe we need to record earlier more. I feel like I'm totally on one right now.
Yeah, you're fucking sharp as a tack, Mason. You're fucking out here with the claws, the wings, the beak.
The claws, the wings, the beak.
You know?
Amazing.
You're pumping on all cylinders. Mason, just as a comparison, the Jumbotron, okay,
tell us.
Like a sports arena Jumbotron, okay, one of the
first... And that's fucking live video, which has got to be even more complicated.
Yeah, I don't know. All that stuff happens, like, you know, on computers and stuff away from the screen. So I'm just thinking of the screen and what's involved with that. So this is one of the first Jumbotrons, which was in Tampa Stadium in Florida. The resolution for that was 240 by 192, which is so low res, you can barely believe it. And then later, they had a 72-foot tall, 160 feet wide screen with a resolution of 1920 by 1080, which is like our normal HD resolution now. And now I believe they use LED lights in the Jumbotron, which I think is what they're using on Salesforce Tower. So I don't know all the technical issues involved with that, why it can't be higher resolution. I honestly don't think it matters though, Maysoon, because I think actually if it was higher resolution, it would be harder to understand what the fuck is going on, because the more complicated the image is and you're seeing it from farther away. Like, just like what they're talking about, you want something that's kind of like kind of flat and graphic, you know, with a clear delineation of like figure and ground kind of thing. Although I feel like one of the most successful things I saw up on the penis tip of Salesforce Tower was just like some video of like waves in the ocean. Like, just have it be that. That's fine. But just some that, fucking screensaver ass shit. Get the flying toasters up there. Remember them?
No.
You don't remember flying toasters back in the 90s was like a great screensaver. You didn't have After Dark screensaver pack?
No, dude.
People, if you had After Dark and you know what I'm talking about with the fucking flying toasters and the cows and fucking Roger Dodger and all that shit.
That actually could be cute to bring back like the old, some of the
Let's see some Windows 95 ass shit. And if you want to shout out to us about After Dark screensaver pack, go ahead and give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast, or you can email us congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. Please get in touch if you know what I'm talking about. I would love to reminisce with somebody about the absolute joy and glory of the flying toasters that would shoot little pieces of bread out and keep your screen from dying. Oh, is that a real thing, though, Macy?
I see the flying toaster.
Okay, Maysoon, the final video has got to be 5 to 10 minutes. The aspect ratio, we talked about that, 1024 by 280. You got to be familiar with Premiere, After Effects, or Final Cut to create the video, and all works will be evaluated by Boston Properties. That's the building owner for approval. So I think that's why we can't just have the tip of a wiener penis shooting jizz of money. Yes. Goodbye to ABC Family Hour.
Because I think they'd be, if anything, I think it was hysterical.
Yeah. So both representational and abstract images are welcome. Generally, non-narrative videos work best. Each collaborating artist that is chosen will be credited on our website and Instagram and will receive a stipend of $2,000. Not enough. That's not close to enough. It should be 10 times that much. Mm-hmm. Funded by Boston Properties. How to apply if you're interested.
Funded by Boston Properties. Fuck that.
Yeah. Send us a paragraph description of what you might want to create and 5 to 10 pieces of portfolio work in that. You have to include video work in that. Please keep in mind that the images shown on the building are part of the San Francisco skyline and as such need to make sense in the context of the city. What the hell does that mean?
No. Disagree.
And then so you can send proposals to Emma@jimcampbell.tv by March 31st, 2023. If you missed the deadline but are interested in submitting, reach out for the next deadline. I don't think $2,000 is enough, guys.
No.
That feels low for putting some shit on the tallest ass building from one of the most, like, you know, highly valued companies. Like, what is the fucking market cap of Salesforce?
I know. It's good for exposure.
The market cap of Salesforce is $191.5 billion. So yeah. I think they can scrape together more than $5,000 or $2,000 or whatever the fuck for that shit. If you're not getting a fucking windfall of money for doing a fucking penis tip video on the tallest building in San Francisco, then, like, what the fuck can I say to that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's bananas. Yeah. That's a lot of work. They're commissioning new work It's a devastation, Maysoon.
Well, you can just delete this whole part of the podcast and never talk about it again.
I like talking about it because I always wondered what the process was for that, you know, for getting the work up there and that. You don't have to apply, people.
Are you going to submit something?
Yeah, I'm going to submit that wiener jizzing thing.
You are? Or what if you can? Yeah. Can we
it's going to be like jizzing skulls out.
The flying toaster and just repurpose it, or is that?
Yeah, can we just do flying toasters? I think that's probably protected by copyright still, Mason.
I think
it's
so
not
too.
Been
but what if you. That's true. I sent you a picture. It's really cute. I like all that.
Of a flying toaster?
Yeah.
Where? Well, I don't see it.
It's in your phone. Oh, your phone's attached to your head.
Yeah, my phone is tucked into.
Sorry.
Yeah, flying toaster. You got it, Maysoon. You got the toast.
It's really cute.
You got
cute.
The toasters. They've got little wings.
They've got little wings. I love it. I don't remember that. Anyhow, so I was just going to go. I was going to continue going off here because, okay, so you know how the Bay Area or California has been hit by all these storms, right? All of these very aggressive, deadly, scary, horrible storms, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the last storm, which was last week, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tons of trees are down. Flooding's happening. Farmlands, like all of the central coast or central, all of like central California, like our farmlands are basically flooded, which is terrible for farmers and for us in the future when we are trying
Maysoon,
to buy produce.
Should we actually come out and say, we salute you, farmers?
Yeah.
There's so many farmers when you drive down five that have all the fucking Trump shit and all the stuff about Gavin Newsom sucking up their water for his fucking, like, you know, child.
Those are all
sacrifice, his satanic sacrifices and that. And
there's
like,
a lot of other farmers who aren't.
We don't
farmers.
Like Gavin Newsom. I mean, I don't like Gavin Newsom either, but I don't want to like support the far right authoritarian takeover, but I do support fresh produce and I say thank you for growing it.
Thank you for growing it. Okay, all that to say, so with all these storms,
I think
focus now.
I'm very, I just want to just redact
I'm
everything.
I'm going to keep talking over you. So
yeah,
with,
but I just want to redact everything I've ever said because I think I'm uninformed and dumb.
You are neither of those. With all
I'm
these
a
storms,
silly little troll.
20 stories, 20 fucking stories of the Salesforce Tower lost windows.
Whoa!
20 stories of windows were flying out onto the streets.
Oh yeah, I saw the video.
Guys,
of
that. That's fucking bananas. Like, where? I hope to God the city is suing Salesforce. Someone needs to sue Salesforce. Like, or the structural engineer. Like, that is bananas on a skyscraper. Like, thank God there were. I don't know what time it happened, but there weren't a lot of people downtown.
I think it was daytime. Yeah,
I don't know, but maybe people were staying home because of the storm, but. So Jimbo, you know, friend of the show, Jimbo. What's Steve, what do we call him? Is he our
music coordinator?
Show musician? Yeah. Our music coordinator?
Oh, our music consultant.
Music consultant reads the paper every day. And he was saying that the headline in the morning was like, Salesforce Tower loses 20 stories of windows during the storm kind of a thing. And then that afternoon, the fucking headline changes to like, skyscraper downtown, you know, gets hit by storm. So something super team and like clearly someone's publicist come, you know, came in, I don't know, paid off the paper. Who knows what happened, but trying to cover up like the actual, you know, what actually happened, which is Salesforce Tower, the biggest fucking penis tower in the city. Now.
Penis tower.
Anyhow, that shit really pisses me off. That's so dangerous. I'm like, how did that happen? And I know people are going to say, but this is unprecedented weather. And I'm like, I'm sure that is true. Yes, we know that's true. But I feel like buildings have to be planned for like all sorts of rigorous shit, like a massive fucking earthquake. You don't want your windows popping out. Right. So they're being planned. I mean, they're being planned and built for that. I think it's a bunch of bullshit. And I feel like there are some goddamn backdoor dealings that allow them
backdoor
to cut
dealings.
Corners. Cut fucking corners because they're the big tech company and everyone wants to suck their big fucking penis dick.
Oh my God. Maysoon.
Do you need to bleep all of that?
No, I
Am
love
I
it.
Am I going to get fired?
No, I love when you pop off. It's so good.
It just made me mad. Just hearing about this fucking like headline language changing to cover their fucking asses. Fuck them. Why should we be covering their asses?
Wait, what? Tell me again. This was a Chronicle?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Chronicle has been a fucking joke for ages.
It just makes me mad.
Yeah.
So that's also why I'm kind of pissed about Salesforce Artist, and I want you to get paid your due if you're going to fucking apply to have your video anywhere near that goddamn building.
Yep. Okay, well said, Maysoon, and I completely concur, and I stand tall beside you.
Good, thank you.
Okay, Maysoon, they got a panel coming up at Southern Exposure. It's called Against Forgetting, Grassroots Opposition to State Oppression in Latin America and Iran.
Ooh, let's go to that.
Okay, that is on Saturday, April 1st at noon. It's on Zoom.
God,
it's on Zoom.
I have
Zoom.
Fucking event.
It's on Zoom.
I have an event at noon.
Zoom.
On Saturday, April 1st.
Well, I think they'll record it. You know how they are. Okay? It's an online panel discussing transnational entangled histories of violence, dictatorships, and resistance in the global south, with a focus on the Middle East and North Africa with Latin America. That sounds really good.
Is the Middle East considered the global south?
I don't know. Let's take a look at the
equator. This is a new term. This is a slightly new term for me, which I feel about, but it just is.
I just consider when they're saying the global south, I think of anything underneath
the equator.
So
like
let's
the southern
take
hemisphere.
A look. Where's the equator and what falls? Wow. I think what we consider the Middle East is all north of the equator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that's why I'm confused.
Fucking Syria, Jordan, Iraq, Kuwait.
I was under the impression that like the global south really is referring to like Central and South America, or South America specifically, but
I'm sure it's a lot broader
than that, maybe.
There's a lot of stuff that's not below the equator.
See, this is what I mean. This term is a little bit like, it's new to me, and I want to know more about it.
Yeah. The global south, guys. What are you talking
about? Here we go. Here's a quick
Google search. Iran is way north of the equator.
The phrase the global south refers broadly to the regions of Latin America, Asia, Africa, and Oceania. It is one of a family of terms, including third world and periphery, that denote regions outside Europe and North America, mostly, though not all.
Okay, so we're still working it out. Okay. It's just if you're thinking, okay, well, once again, Maysoon, I am just a silly little goblin and I never know what the fuck is going on.
But so, we are also in the world learning new things.
Yeah. So wait, so then if, when does it say what countries are included?
I mean, if I'm looking at this map here, it's definitely the Middle East is in there.
Wow.
But first of all, Africa, all of Africa is there. And, you know, and then there's definitely... The Middle East is in there, including what looks like Turkey and Iran. And
it's just wild to
Iraq
me because if we're including like Turkey is the same latitude as like fucking, you know,
okay,
Delaware.
Let me see if that's actually Turkey.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying. I think this is totally a legitimate like part of the discourse. I'm not trying to say that it's not a useful term or anything like that. I'm just,
no, we're just trying
from
to
a completely naive and uninformed perspective where I was like, oh, the global south is anything south of the equator because
that's not the globe, apparently.
What is south?
Right.
Am I just like the most ridiculous clown
you've ever known?
No,
you're just trying to understand. And the reality, once we look it up, is that that has actually nothing to do with it.
Okay, fair enough. It's a term. You got to know the term. It's not about looking it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just putting it out there, like, Turkey, I think, is almost, like, north of San Francisco, if you're just looking at the latitude.
I'm trying to remember, is that Turkey?
Okay, let's not get all sucked into the maps here.
Well, I don't think maybe Turkey is part of it, but it's just north of, sorry, I'm having a hard time, I'm looking at a map of the global south, and it doesn't have the names of the countries in it, so I'm not exactly sure. But I do think that's Turkey, and so that makes me think that
Turkey's
it's
the
not...
little one that pokes over into the Mediterranean Sea and the northeast.
Yeah, but is it? It's kind of like a big sort of horizontal, like rectangle shaped country.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So it is not part of the global south.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's just north. The countries
directly Syria,
south of Turkey are.
So Syria is just to the south. Is that part of the global south?
Syria is part of the global south.
Okay,
I'm going to send you this image.
Yeah, just send it over for Christ's sake. Okay. So listeners, just know when you're hearing that, it's not actually about the latitudes. Okay. Don't get all sucked into some latitude.
Don't get all worked
bullshit.
Up about that.
Don't get all fucking worked up about longitude and latitude.
Australia.
Australia
is not part of the global south. So it's, this is really like
fucking south. You can't look. It's a term.
This is kind
guys.
Of really about like
okay,
like Europe and North America and European influence.
Yeah,
European
if you're stealing third base, you're not literally picking it up and walking out of the stadium with it. Okay,
exactly.
You don't have to get all fucking literal and analytical about every little fucking thing in language. You can just sit down, listen, and learn.
Here we go. As such, the terms Global North and Global South do not refer to the directional North-South as many of the Global South countries are geographically located in the Northern Hemisphere.
Do you think it's embarrassing that it's just pretty embarrassing, right?
No.
Because no, this has been a term forever. Like, this was a term when I was in grad school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I wouldn't doubt if the term itself has changed, like if the definition of the term has shifted since.
What's that little chunk of South America that's excluded? Is that Guyana? I think that might be like French Guyana. Or no, yeah, French Guiana. French
it is,
Guiana.
You're right, that is French Guiana. Well, I'm glad we actually talked about this because I have been meaning to learn a little bit more about it. Someone I know does work about the Global South, and I at one point was like, so what does that mean? I had to be the person who asked them.
I mean, I knew it generally meant, like, not the wet, like the West, like U.S. and Europe and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we're learning here on the podcast. Thank you for bearing with us.
God, and we just want to give a formal apology that if you were listening to this and being like, wow, the clown show is in full effect, then we just want to say, this is optional. You don't have to listen to the show. You can turn it off at any time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good. Yeah, but you know what? It's okay. We've all been in places like this where we don't quite understand.
Okay. Well, I love that, Maysoon.
I don't think we need to kick people off the show if they're annoyed with us. You can be annoyed with us, but just understand we're just trying
I'm
to learn about
I'm not kicking them
too.
Out. I'm just saying they, you know, we are wanting consent for your listenership. We don't
want to
be forcing this.
We want you to feel like this is a place you want to be. And if you need to take a break and come back for our 10th anniversary when we have bingo night.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Maybe we should put the Global South on bingo night. Should we just talk about it every episode now just to really kind of really know what it means?
Yeah, I think actually geography and like world cultural affairs and things like that really should be more central in the show.
Wait, really?
No, oh we're a Bay Area podcast. Okay, listen up, Maysoon.
Oh my God, what's going on?
Okay, check out the Hallucinations of Remembrance and Imminence project website that SOEX commissioned. It's a project.
God, all of this started from just a quick SOEX event?
Yeah.
Wow.
Every time we just spiral out into
we just spiral way zone. Out.
So this was commissioned by Cristobal Martinez, and it's called Close Hallucinations Commodity. Of Remembrance and Imminence. It's composed of 5 works of immersive sound art and 4 performances, and now you can experience all of them on the project website. And I'll put a link in the underworld, but you can just go to it. It's sonichallucinations.com. What do you say to that?
I say, okay.
I think it could be good. It's got a big old bell.
Wait, this is different from the SOEX conversation. Sorry, I got confused.
No, this is part of SOEX. They commissioned this. It's an electroacoustic and real-time generative computer algorithmic sound environment. Okay.
Is this a performance? Is this an exhibition? What's happening?
I believe that I think they did. They did like Red Culebra and all these different things. Did stuff, and this is an archive of it, kind of. Or I can't tell if this was all made for this website or if it's like the website is like commemorating something that happened live. You just gotta go check it out, people. You can
honestly
learn all about it.
I'm confused, Kate. Really
Maysoon, you don't have to be confused. You
I
can just go to the website. Just go to the website and experience.
But why?
Oh, my God. You can just, like, get in there. There's essays. There's events. Looks like they have all the events have been archived there. You know, they did stuff at Southern Exposure, and now you can see it online, okay? That's what happened.
Great.
Okay?
Fine.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Don't be afraid, Maysoon. Okay?
I'm not afraid.
It's not going to hurt you. Okay.
It's true.
They have a new, I'm just telling you what's up at SOEX. They also have a new teaching artist, Sin Mendes. And then also they have their annual art auction coming up on Saturday, April 29th.
April 29th.
I think I said the wrong date a few episodes ago. Well, we'll just keep correction about here. April 29th, Prismatic. It's their annual art auction. I'll have a painting, a fresh painting that I made just for this purpose.
I really spent
a lot of time on in a way that was probably kind of silly. So come and get that painting, please.
There are tickets available at all different price points. And you can also live stream the event if you would prefer to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, if you are someone who's low income but would like to go to the auction, oftentimes there's volunteer opportunities that can get you.
Oh, yeah. If you volunteer, you get to go the whole time. And you get to probably take home a lot of baguettes if they have them.
Oh, you might be able to get some snacks.
Yeah free maybe. Stuff. Okay. Cool. So that's I'll put happening. A link to all this stuff.
Are you
going
to go to that?
Underworld.
Will you actually go
to the
auction?
I think so. Yeah. I might go volunteer, too.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Yeah. I wanted to shout out the Tenderloin Arts Festival is happening or is coming up this week. It starts on April 7th, I believe. It's a series of events that take place over the course of a couple weeks. So, Thursday, April 6th is kind of the start. And so the Tenderloin Arts Festival is a collaboration between Counterpulse and Safe House Arts. And it's their intention to highlight the many unique non-traditional spaces and people who should be celebrated in the neighborhood every day. And I've always wanted to go. It always looks so great and joyous. And, you know, I don't know. I would highly encourage folks to get out there. But it looks like they have events running through from April 6th through April 29th. So there's events basically the whole month, probably mostly on the weekends.
Man, get out there. I love that. I'll put a link in the underworld like you wouldn't believe. It's going to fucking blow your hair back when you see this like in the underworld.
Blow my hair back.
Your fucking hair is going to be blowing like Beyonce.
Is it going to be like, is it going to just stay in like a total horizontal plane? It's blown back so hard.
Exactly. You're going to look like the Bride of Frankenstein. Okay, Maysoon, the city of Mountain View is in the planning process to build a new Mountain View Transit Center adjacent to downtown. As part of city policy, the VAC is tasked with selecting public art for this project. So they have a RFQ out, and you can submit applications online at www.callforentry.org. That's the only way they're taking applications. And the expectation is for the artwork to be installed by the artist following the construction phase of the facility in early to mid 2027. That's so far in the future. Holy fucking shit.
Dang.
Okay, so I'll put a link to this too. This looks extremely complicated. I don't know, man. Would you apply for this kind of stuff, Maysoon, if you were a sculptor?
Wait, what was it again?
This is just public art for the new transit center in Mountain View.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, how much is it? What's the budget?
The total public art budget for the project is $400,000. And so they are dividing that between two locations. It sounds like there's four projects with budgets, $100,000, $150,000, $250,000, and $300,000.
I see.
Yeah. The spaces look kind of bananas. They have, diagrams of everything. I feel like you need a fucking architecture degree to do shit like this, but maybe that's just my own, limiting self-talk and,
Yeah, I think
it's a distorted thought, actually, that's very limiting, and you shouldn't listen to that, and you should actually say to yourself, all things are possible.
All things are possible, and
do your mantra.
All things are possible.
Really
all
good.
All things are possible.
Wow.
All things are possible.
Yeah, really good.
I think also just keep in mind that you will be working with other people, so you don't exist in a vacuum.
No, and you gotta be nice to them.
Well, and you'll be working with people who will help you make sure your project is actually something that can withstand.
Yeah,
its
you
environment.
Have to strike real balance doing stuff like that of being assertive and standing up for your project, but then also being flexible and
just
being
understand that people maybe have more experience understanding the environment, right? Like where your piece is going to be situated, and will only be advising you for your own good.
But Maysoon, what if you're kind of getting fucked around like that? What if you're an artist and you're working in a public art thing, and you know you've made 600 ceramic busts of your family members and you're attaching them to the wall. And, you know, the person who's helping you install or the people helping you install, you feel mm-hmm. like they're not really giving it their all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm nothing against preparators. Like, most preparators mm-hmm. that I know are the most mm-hmm. thorough and incredible and, like, earthquake safe motherfuckers out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. most preparators I know are so, like, exacting in what they do. So, obviously, this would never happen. It's a hypothetical situation. But, Maysoon, what if you got a preparator in there? They're putting up your ceramic bust of your great-great-grandma up on some transit center ceiling or whatever. And you're like, damn, they're not really doing what I think is, like, going to be good for the artwork, good for the installation, concept, whatever.
You need to be willing to be assertive. It is your work. And so I think you can either say, hey, let's hold, please. You need to be
is such a good phrase. Yes.
Let's take a moment here and, like, reconvene and discuss. Like, let's get together and discuss. I have some concerns. I'd like to air them out, figure out if we can resolve them.
Yeah.
And if the people installing or, like, the contractors you're working with aren't respecting you and don't listen, then I think you would probably want to escalate that to whoever your contact is with the agency you're working for, like who's paying you. There's probably a project manager.
Yeah.
I would probably try to talk to them pretty immediately also.
Yeah. Great advice, Maysoon.
Get the support you need.
Yeah, 100%. It's not, I think that sometimes, I mean, all artists are different, but I think there is sometimes a concern that you don't want to be like a prima donna, you know, with all these demands and things like that. But I think there is an acceptable level of, like, wanting your work to be represented in a way that you're happy with.
Yeah.
And that's totally okay to want that.
Yeah, I think so.
To, you know, express that.
But to your original question of whether or not I would apply for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a public artist. I think if you're a public artist, I'm sure people are applying for every opportunity because just the budgets are so huge. You know,
right.
You kind of have to go for it.
100%. Okay, but, so then should I apply for this?
Well, okay, so it's Redwood City?
It is Mountain View.
Mountain View.
And yeah, my girlfriend Katie was born in Mountain View, weirdly.
Right, maybe you could do a public art project about Katie.
Okay, I think that'd be so cute.
It'd be amazing.
That'd be so funny. Okay, people, listen up, okay? There's a new show up over there at Casemore Kirkby, which is called Force Fields by Sonia Rappaport, and that is going to be up from April 1st to May 13th.
Where is that? Altman Siegel, is that what you said?
That is at Casemore Kirkby.
Casemore. Okay, cool.
Here's a little tidbit. In 1977, Rappaport wrote, "My work is an aesthetic response triggered by scientific data. The format is computer printout, a ritualistic symbol of our technological society." This is exactly what we were talking about before, Maysoon, about the fucking computers and the technology and the terrifying dystopia that we're entering into. And
Sonia Rappaport was amazing.
I say
She was amazing. Mm-hmm. She was a long-term Bay Area artist who passed away, I think, like in her 90s a few years ago.
Yeah, so go check that out, Casemore Kirkby. And then at
Why do you say Casemore?
Casemore.
I've always just said Casemore.
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 When the moon hits your eye like a big
piece of... Wait, you have to hold on a second. Hold on.
Hi, that's Casemore.
Hello?
Nothing? Got absolutely nothing for that. Sad. Well, while we're waiting for Maysoon, she straight up hung up on me. Can you believe it? Ow. Oh, my God. Let's go ahead and give her a call back.
Jimbo, they're coming in 10 minutes.
Listeners, I want you to know we are getting an interview next month, and so you will have a little break from just us talking. Maysoon, I was continually, are you still here?
I'm here.
I was continually.
Take the call and then come
You took a call? Who was it?
We're having our mattress delivered today.
Oh, fun.
There's going to be a weird gap in the recording.
It's going to be me talking to myself.
Okay, perfect.
So Johansson Project is having a show of Gregory Rick's paintings. Now, Gregory Rick is one of the SECO award winners this year.
One of the SECO artists. Right, that's right. And I need to get to that show.
Yeah, we're going to get there, May, soon. We're going to do everything.
I think I might go on Thursday.
We got Zoe's car. We got Zoe's cats to fuel us and energize us.
Can we get Arlo in the car with us?
Oh no, Mason, we're not taking the cats
outside. No, we can't. We can't
God
lose Arlo.
Damn, Mason, you're trying to kill my ass. Okay.
He's so cute.
I know. So the show is called Running Wild, and it opens on Friday, April 7th, and it's going to be up until May 27th, and there's going to be an artist walkthrough. I'm very interested in that. On Friday, April 7th at 5 p.m., and then there's going to be a reception
God, there's
following.
There's a lot going on April 7th. It's kind of out of the this world. Is how out of this world.
This is how things happen, man. You're like fucking, you know, one thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you've missed like 69,000 shows.
I know.
You know?
Yep.
So that reception is going to go till 8 p.m. And I got to tell you, I really like his paintings.
Okay, cool.
So I really want to get out to this. It looks really, really
You're
going
to go and listen to his artist talk.
Yeah, I want to do that
tell
too.
Me more.
And you know, Gregory Rick is from the Midwest. He grew up in Minnesota.
Oh, I'm familiar with that state. Somewhat familiar.
It's right over there by Illinois, kind of. So
there's a state in between, isn't there? Don't you have to go?
Well, you got Wisconsin up top.
You got Wisconsin up top and then Minnesota over?
That's correct.
Yeah.
We're really getting the geography nailed down.
Oh, yeah, we are
episode.
Actually.
We are, map, we are we're actually cartographers, really, talking. Really, at
we're,
heart.
We're working it out. We're
at heart, out. We are really connected to the map.
The map, the world.
Just a little bit about Gregory Rick. Developing a historical imagination and fondness for drawing stories, Rick collapses history while confronting personal trauma. His works exist as reflections of his personal experience while in dialogue with the wider world. So you should really go check out all this stuff. And
yeah,
there's one of a tiger. There's a big one of a tiger fucking going at it on this dude. And then the sky is Whoa. Like fluorescent orange. And I'm like, fuck yes. Mm-hmm. So go check that out. Okay, Mason, you got anything else that you need to express?
No, I got it. I got it. I got it all.
That's
I got
it.
The things I wanted to say.
Uh-huh.
I have to go in 5 minutes.
I have to pee so bad, I'm straight
okay,
up
see?
Gonna die.
I think we're... No, don't die. Don't do that.
I am dying right now.
Are you gonna have a studio day?
You know it. Sorry. I gotta finish this fucking painting.
You need to finish it before Zoe gets back because you've got the car. That way you can just drive it in, drop it off.
Ooh,
pick me up,
yeah,
and
that's
then we go.
Okay, I love that. Well, I'm hoping to finish it today. Okay.
Okay, well.
Maysoon, I think that we really persevered.
I think we nailed this one.
I think I really got through it, even though I felt personally that I was a ridiculous clown.
No. My goodness. First of all, uh-huh. I don't feel like you should be disparaging towards clowns, okay?
Oh, sure enough. Yeah.
Clowns are incredible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. I know many clowns. Trained. Some of my dearest friends are clowns.
Are they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So cool.
I have nothing but respect for clowns. You're absolutely Good. Right, Mason.
Okay. Well, I want to know that.
You know, I'm actually going to be getting in a little clown car and saluting each clown inside of it from the bridge.
And I'm going to be getting in at the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations
Pine Tree. Clown style.
Clown episode.